Hi, this is Cole Campolise, and this is the Learning and Innovation Podcast for October 9th, 2006. Today we're going to be taking a look at the Micro Memo voice recorder for the fifth generation iPod from Extreme Mac. It's been a long time coming. All right, well, back to testing microphones yet again. On Friday, and no time over the weekend with real life getting in the way, on Friday, I picked up my Micro Memo Extreme Mac microphone for the 5G iPod. This is a pretty cool microphone. It seems as though from my first initial test that the quality is actually pretty darn good. I'm actually pretty surprised with it. It just, you know, like all the other ones, it clips into the bottom of the fifth generation iPod. This one is kind of unique because it doesn't just have the flat microphone on the bottom like the ToonTalk Stereo does. It actually has a flexible microphone with a little windscreen on it that you can point in any direction. I'm sitting at my desk right now, somewhere between, you know, maybe 20, 24 inches away from the microphone, and I have the microphone sort of angled towards me. I probably ought to do a test where I'll walk across the room here. Why don't I do that right now? I'm going to point the microphone straight up in the air, and then I'm going to walk, let's see here, around my desk over by my bookcase. We're now a good, I would say, 6 feet away from it, and I don't know, I haven't changed the level of my voice. Don't know how it picks up in a room like that. It'd be interesting to see how it handle a round table conversation. But if I come back around here, sit back down at my chair, obviously that's going to be louder, but it's pretty sweet. It has a, you know, like the ToonTalk, it accepts an eighth inch microphone, external microphone to be plugged in, which is kind of cool, which also gives you the opportunity to not only plug in, say, like a lav mic or a another stereo desktop mic or something. You could plug in a, you know, a stereo jack, so if you wanted to pull music from your cassette tapes or something like that and, you know, sort of digitize them into this. The sampling rate is actually pretty darn high. It's at the high setting, which we're on right now, by the way, it's 44 kilohertz, and at the low it's 22. It looks like you can, about a minute of recording time on the high setting is 10 megs, where low is about 2.6. Really all you do, if you wanted to do something like bring in some other audios, you pull this microphone out of the side, it has a little mini jack plug, you pull it out, you plug in the other thing, and you switch it from mic to line, and you're off and running with it. So I should probably do a test of this without the built-in microphone with my my lav mic and see the difference in sound with that. But so I'm going to jump over, and I'll be right back to do that as well. Okay, this time I have my Extreme Mac Micro Memo High Fidelity Digital Audio Recorder for the iPod with my external Griffin Stereo lav mic plugged into it. And I have to say, I just did this whole thing, and I had my lav mic in the standard place where you typically put your lav mic, you know, up around the first button on your collar. And I got to tell you, when I listened to it, it about blew my eardrums out. It was so loud. There must be some serious amplification going on inside this little thing. So I moved it down here to the, let's see, from the top one, two, three, four, down about the fourth button on my shirt to see how that sounds, but boy, it just blew my eardrums out. Very different than the ToonTalk Stereo. The ToonTalk, I literally had to have the mic all the way up clipped next to my chin to pick up the kind of audio that I needed. That was terrifying, so we'll have to try that. We'll try this with different levels. So this is at the fourth button down. I'm going to slide it up here. Sorry for the sound on the microphone. Move it up to the third button and see how that sounds. Even that seems really low, but you know, we'll have to wait and see. If this works, I have to tell you that, again, what a better solution having an iPod with one of these recorders and a wired lav mic could potentially be. I don't think Griffin makes this thing anymore, this wired lav mic. If I'm wrong, someone tell me. But you know, if they did, boy, these were probably pretty low cost. This is a pretty sweet rig right here, an iPod, the Extreme Mac thing, and this. And I have to tell you, for my ear, using the Extreme Mac with the built-in microphone, the flexible microphone, is fantastic. The sound quality is dynamite. I mean, you'll have to listen and tell me yourself, but that's what I think. But anyway, this is what I'm doing here with this. Again, this thing, like the ToonTalk with a wired lav mic plugged into it, is actually sort of, I would even say, smaller than the receiver on a wireless lav set that you would typically use in a classroom. And you don't have to mess with the thing that's becoming our biggest challenge, which is batteries. Faculty, staff, and students are forgetting to turn the receivers off when they're done recording, and it's draining the batteries. So we're having to keep tons and tons of batteries in podiums, and if I'm in a classroom and it doesn't work, I'm not troubleshooting. I'm just moving on. So this thing, I mean, it's a little bit longer, maybe a half an inch longer than your standard wireless lav receiver, but it's a lot thinner, and I can see you could just throw this in your pocket and you'd be off and running. But anyway, that's the micro memo from Extreme Mac. You'll have to let me know how you feel like it works, how it sounds. It works just like the other stuff. I mean, you plug the mic on the bottom, the iPod screen changes, and you're off and running. But anyway, that's what we're doing here, and this is with the Wired, and you have to tell me what you think. Okay, see you later. So there you have it. Well, you have to be the judge. I think that the micro memo is a killer product, especially with the built-in microphone that comes with it that plugs right into the side. I'm extremely disappointed with the voice quality of the Griffin lav mic plugged into it, but hey, what are you going to do? I'll test it out with some other mics, but there you have it. So enjoy the podcasting and take it easy, everybody.